Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Although modern-day science has changed sports and made athletic excellence a slave to computer analytics, the basic concept is still sound, that the soul of athletic competition are two simple words, conflict and determination. The basketball player declares to his opponent that his jump shot is going to go in the basket. The defender on the other team says, "Hold on, not so fast, I disagree. I will stop you from scoring." The football star running back announces he will take the handoff and score, while the middle linebacker says, "No way, buddy." The two collide. The baseball pitcher winds up and fires a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, defying his opponent at the plate to hit it, while the batter waits to launch the ball into the center field stands. We've all heard the sports cliché asked by coaches of their teams, "Who wants it more?" Well, analytics can only tell you so much about an athlete. At some point, talent must also account for heart. The games are not just about who can run farther or faster or who can throw harder. At some point, the elite athlete is the one who can do all of those things, but also possesses another gear. He or she has that almost mystical ability to dig deeper and somehow summon an inner reserve of determination that others lack. LeBron James is a towering example. At the same time, it's why some athletes with superb skills are still not able to reach the top echelon of their sport, just as there are athletes whose skills don't reach those heights, but who achieve greatness anyway. Baseball star Pete Rose was one of those guys. He wasn't a natural athlete, but he worked so hard at his craft and hustled every moment he was on the field that he became the game's all-time leader in base hits. No player ever had more confidence in himself than Pete Rose. Some athletes shy away from the big moment. Rose craved it. I was reminded recently of the importance of confidence when the Pittsburgh Pirates welcomed baseball's next big thing to the major leagues, pitching phenom Paul Skenes. He was baseball's top draft choice last year, and he wasted no time announcing his arrival in the big leagues. He was very nearly unhittable in his first few starts. Though blessed with a triple-digit fastball, it is clear that Skenes also possesses a confidence level rarely seen in someone still learning his way around a big league clubhouse. He was interviewed after his early dominating pitching performances. He was asked this question, "How are you looking forward to the challenge of the way hitters might be adjusting to you and having that chess match throughout the game?" Skenes' simple answer confirmed both his ability and his determination. "Go ahead and adjust," he said. Then he chuckled, "Good luck." We don't normally hear a rookie express such self-confidence so early in his career. Baseball is as much about failure as success, and one day he will struggle. He will lose games, he will fail. The young man is blessed with enormous talent, but his career will be defined by how he responds when he has a bad day on the mound. At this early point, it sounds like he's ready for the challenge.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.